got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Now, I was playing golf with a friend recently and catching up, haven't seen him in a while. And golf's good because it's something to do while you can catch up with a mate or family member or whatever. And I was like, oh, he's not from town. I was like, oh, when's the next time you think you'll be around? And he's like, oh, I've got a concert in Melbourne in a couple of months. I might pop in around there. And I was like, oh, cool, blah, blah. And I'm trying to figure out what he's going to. And he just kept calling it the concert.
The concert,
like,
sure.
All right. Like a couple of holes later, I was like, all right, well, he's like, yeah, so we're after the concert, I'll probably be able to. And I was like, what is this concert that he refuses to say the name? And so we're standing out by ourselves.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, who is playing at this concert? And he's like, I prefer not to say. And I was like, what is this show?
Is he performing at the concert?
No, I'm not friends with Luke Coombs. And he turns to me and he yells, I'm going to get away from the microphone.
Right.
And he goes, fine, it's Michael Bublé. I'm going to see Michael Bublé. So he's mid-40s, right? And he's like, and before
people love the boobs.
Before I could say anything, so I was like, and he's like, I'm allowed to like Michael Bublé as a straight man. And I'm like, whoa. Hey, I get it, buddy. I get it. We're allowed. Everyone's allowed to like what they like.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the boobs as well. Look, even like, you know, we all love a bit of this, Jess. When marimba
rhythm starts to play. Yeah.
Spicy version. And he believes that it is more commonly acceptable for a woman to love Michael Bublé.
Sure.
But not for a man.
And nothing wrong with the boobs.
Nothing wrong with the boobs. So what I want on 52232955 is a brave man to call this station right now and say, me, as a man, I love the boobs.
Right. 52232955. Call us right now.
Right now, because I don't think it is a shameful or thing that...
Would you pay for tickets to go see Michael?
God, no. But I remember I was in year 7 or 8 and that song came out, Sway.
Yeah.
And or Feeling Good as well is another one of his songs I really like. And I used to walk to the bus stop by myself singing and I'd put on my Michael Bublé voice.
Oh, wow. Can you
I'll try
it
and
for
find
us?
It.
Here we go.
When the rimba rimba. Yeah, like it's it. And I'm feeling...
God. Why is he Elvis?
But like, I've got no shame. I, as a man,
sure.
I'm here to say it. I love boobs.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of the boobs.
Me too. Same.
52232955. I don't want just someone to call through and go, oh, yeah, he's fine. I like it. You know, I get around the boobs. You know, I like Michael Bublé. I want someone to declare it.
Someone who's also going to the show would be perfect.
Yeah, because I'm...
When is the concert?
I have no idea. But I want one man who is brave enough to call this radio station and say that they love the boobs. Because I don't think it's an unmanly thing to say.
Before we get to the actual callers, Tim, we did have a child call up.
Well, we want people to call up, men in particular,
yeah,
to call up and declare their love for Michael Bublé, the boobs, and say, I'm a man and I love boobs.
This child did say to me, I like boobs, I just don't know who Michael Bublé is.
All right, well, that's not... No, they're not taking
not
it
what
serious.
We're asking for.
This is a serious radio program where we ask serious questions and we want you to declare things
Sarah,
and be proud of them.
52232955, do you love Michael Bublé?
Yep, the boobs. Dylan from Newcombe, what we want from you, if you... Again, I'm not going to force you to do anything. If you would like to declare yourself as a male, a fan of Michael Bublé, a.k.a. the boobs... Here is a space for you to do so. Be brave.
I like Michael Bublé and I like boobs.
It was the same thing. You said the same thing. No. You like the boobs.
The boobs.
I like boobs.
What's happening? What is happening? This is not what we wanted.
All right. We're going to... Dylan, you there?
Yeah.
So Michael Bublé is known as the boobs. And so you,
yeah,
collectively, you like the boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Big fan.
I'm hugging up on Dylan. Big fan. I feel like I offered an opportunity.
Did you get what you wanted?
I feel like I offered a genuine opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Opened a trusting platform.
I feel like...
Dylan, he slapped the boobs all over the place. That's not okay.
Your friend might be the only male that enjoys Michael Bublé. This is what we're learning tonight.
Yeah. Maybe I misheard it. Maybe it was boobs. Maybe it was Sexpo. I can't remember.
Damn it, there
I'm
you
not
go.
Sure. All right. Well. Tim and Jess. Sorry.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Was it Saturday night or Sunday morning that the coronation happened, Jess?
So, Saturday night for us, and then well into Sunday morning as they had the concert. And,
after party.
Yes.
Met Gala.
Essentially, yes.
Right.
So, yes, King Charles III was officially crowned at Westminster Abbey over the weekend. Millions of people apparently watched around the world. And he is, at 74, the oldest monarch to ever take the throne.
Did you catch a glimpse live?
I did. I tuned in. I watched, like, the crown dropping on the head, and then I put it back
on. They dropped it on his head from a height. Plonk. Was it like, all right, let's see how we can go before it falls off?
I continued watching Hogwarts Legacy. Yep.
Now, the only thing I saw, genuinely, could be the most British thing I've ever seen.
What's
so
that?
I saw a photo coming down on the horse and carriage.
Yes.
So he was taken in a golden horse and carriage, right?
Yes. I told you about this on Friday that it was going to happen.
And so this thing at the time only cost $7,000 in pounds to make back in whenever. Worth millions now, obviously, because it's gold. So the horses are dragging the golden carriage over a road where they've filled in potholes with sand because they can't afford to fill in the potholes. But that's all right. We found the money for a golden carriage.
Totally.
So that's how we spent our money.
Cost of living crisis. Don't know anything about it. Let's spend millions of dollars on this ceremony.
He's sitting there like, oh, you know, Charles, you think you could sell the carriage?
Well, I don't know what to do with anything.
Some of my favourite things to come out of the coronation, Tim. Prince Harry, the spare, was there in attendance.
Oh, really?
Sat three rows behind the rest of the family. And Princess...
Eugenie, Beatrice?
No.
Mary.
Anne. Princess Anne wore this, like, feather hat. And in the camera shot, it perfectly covered Prince Harry's face.
Great.
Which was
great marketing for the royal family.
Yeah, absolutely stunning. I don't know if she did it on purpose, but...
I did see photos of Katy Perry there.
Yes.
Why?
Katy Perry was performing. A lot of people turned it down.
That's it. It seems...
Adele turned it down, Ed Sheeran turned it down. Yeah, Katy Perry was there. And I believe Lionel Richie as well performed.
Bold combo meal.
Strange, right?
Very strange combo
weird
meal.
That a lot of British acts turned down the chance to play for the king.
Now, obviously, this is a very English thing, and Australia is connected through the Commonwealth to it. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about Australia being still in the Commonwealth? Like, would you find it any different if one day Albo was like, no, we're not going to do it anymore?
Well, there was a bit of controversy about Albo attending because he was, before he became Prime Minister, if you could give me some music, geez, please.
Sorry, mate. I didn't...
Thank you. Before he became our Prime Minister, he actually spoke out very heavily. He's a very big Republican. Wants to, you know, eventually turn
Australia
away from the crown. But he has been spoken out in the days since going to the coronation, said, hey, look, we're still a part of the Commonwealth and I have to be respectful. This is my role as Prime Minister. I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my duty.
I feel like I remember when he became Prime Minister or when he was Prime Minister-elect, he did say that he was going to honour the current cycle of whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then potentially fair game after that.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of referendum in the near future. That wouldn't shock me.
Now, the only downside I see, we really dominate Commonwealth games.
There's a chance we'd still be involved. I think there are some nations that have previously been in the Commonwealth.
Opt out.
And they opt out of being in the Commonwealth but still opt into
the
games.
Oh, nah, but sports. Sports pretty fun for us. I don't think like Trinidad and Tobago's opting in if they stay in. Go, no, no, we win one bronze medal every three cycles. Maybe we'll step out of this one. No, good on you, Kingy. So now on the coins and stuff, is that the deal? What's happening there, Jess?
So eventually he will be on the coins, I think, as of next year.
Good on him.
They will start to kind of transition over to that side of things as well.
Well, hey, now that's what royal wedding. I guess there wouldn't be one, like a proper one, because the kids are all still kids and Harry's out.
Well, yeah, there won't be a royal wedding for a while.
So, this
how old's
be...
George now?
Oh, he'd be 10-ish.
Yeah.
Under 10, 10 to 8.
So I'd say we're probably about 10, 15 years away for another royal wedding.
Jeez, an early 20s royal wedding. Brave and bold.
I've got it. He's the heir, Tim. He needs
to have...
He is
the heir apparent.
Yeah.
Well, look, good on you, Charles III.
Yes.
Our king. God save the king. Ben from Workdays is going to be coming in next. He's our king. I like Ben. He's tall.
Yep.
And I respect him. So that's what a king
God
should
save
be.
Ben.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And I know, Jess, we were just talking about the coronation, but he's our king. It's Benny Rogers from Workdays in the studio.
I'll take it.
You're the king of the segment, I guess, Jess, right?
Let's crown him the king of Moorable Street.
Just this.
Let's go.
Tim and Jess, K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. King Benny is in the studio, ready to give us three news stories. He's going to leave out some key elements, and we are going to fill in the blanks.
And Aussie tennis king Nick Kyrgios was not a happy man this morning, venting his frustrations on Twitter over what?
Oh, God, what's he complaining about now?
Did his mum's Tesla or his Tesla get stolen from his mum?
Possibly, but that's not what I've got about today.
I'd complain.
Was his tennis racket too small or too...
he was simply complaining about the fact that the Boston Celtics lost this morning in the NBA playoffs. But I like the tennis racket even more.
Too small?
I don't know.
This is a kid's size. What am I doing with this?
Honestly, he complains about everything. So,
and as long as you say bro in the end, it's an awesome...
I like that you know that the general population doesn't like Nick Kyrgios, so you're like,
Nick.
But he is a avid Celtics fan, and he was disgusted at how the Celtics decided to play out the final moments of the game.
All?
So went to town on them on social media.
Yes, Jess is a massive Boston Celtics fan. That must have cheesed you off.
I was devastated.
Hey, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has had a big win recently. Doing what?
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Could he kill us now?
Yeah.
Not only could he run the digital world, but he has kick
fists
your ass.
Of fury and can flip you over his head like no man's business.
Yeah, because my boyfriend Akshay is obsessed with Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
Slow down when you say it.
And he said to me, how did Mark Zuckerberg have the time to be a millionaire? And also, I was like, he is a millionaire.
He's got time to do anything he wants.
Yeah.
BJJ is a better way to say it quickly.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. If you're into that, you're a different kind of person. Yeah. The only people that I know that are into it, it's like Joe Rogan and the people in the US. It's so scary.
And finally, a woman travelling on Air India has, over the weekend, become the victim of both an unfortunate and unlikely incident. What happened to her on the plane?
I was going to say, was she one of the unfortunate people that she was on the ground and they dropped the poos and wees?
No.
Oh.
I know they don't do it, but you just never know.
No, she was on the plane and something unfortunate and also unlikely happened.
She get locked into the bathroom for the whole flight?
No.
Oh, that would be terrifying. Did she get a real bad airplane meal?
No.
Yeah, and it made the news. You dingo, what the heck? That is the worst guess I've ever heard. Oh, could her seat not recline?
Just call me a dingo.
I've never heard. What an underwhelming story.
Okay, all right.
She was stung by a scorpion that made its way into the cabin somehow.
Okay, well, that's newsworthy.
Yeah. And, they were very confused about how the scorpion actually got on there. Obviously, plenty of them over in India.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, so how one actually managed to make its way into the plane cabin, no one knows.
Are they now making a sequel to Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scorpions. Hey. Pinching your toes.
As long as her food was fine, that's all that really matters.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Caught up with Loggy from the Brekkie Show the other day, Jess, for lunch, and as we were leaving, she walked to her car. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you were as surprised as I were.
Well, I've seen Loggy's car before, but the first time I saw it, I was very surprised.
Yeah.
And I said to her, wow, big car.
Yeah, it's a bigger Mazda than you would assume for a small little woman. But hey, that's the best thing about cars, right? They serve your purpose.
Yeah.
Your car has served your purpose. It's not a Grand Vitara, it's a standard Vitara.
No, it's a Suzuki SX4. I wish I had
Oh, you don't even have a base Vitara.
Nope. Oh, that's the dream. Someday I'll graduate to a Grand Vitara, but not right now.
What a dream.
standard. Yep. The base model.
And then inevitably, I tried my hardest to say it. Inevitably? Inevitably. Inevitably. What is it?
No, you've nailed it.
What is it? No, serious. Help a friend. Inevitably. No, serious. Now I'm asking for help. I've asked. What do I say? If I ask for help three times, tell me.
Inevitably.
I feel like I said that. In turn, what happened was she got surprised. Loggie got surprised, like you did when I bought the car, Jess. I have a Hilux Ute.
Yes.
And a lot of people get confused.
It's inevitable.
Famous story going around that you always like to bring up is that once my friends were trying to find my house and they kept driving past because they were like, oh, nah, we went to that house, but it had a ute with
like
a ladder on the roof. I was like, yeah, well, I was getting leaves off the top of my house. That's it. So we use, but this is a fun thing. Guessing someone's car kind of speaks a lot about their personality. So let's do this.
Guess. This is the guessing game.
5223295 If you give us a call, we have three questions that aren't about your car to guess what type of car you drive.
Yes. First caller is Lockie from Mount Duneed. Lockie, hello.
Hello, how you going?
I was a bit worried you were about to ask Lockie a question.
I know,
there, Jess.
I nearly did. Yep.
Now,
I stopped myself.
Lockie, Jess and I, we're coming off a 100% strike rate of this game for the last couple of times we've played it. So we're going to tell you what car you drive, okay?
No worries.
What's your bedtime normally on a week, like a weekday situation there?
11:30.
Party.
Sure. Lockie, are you a breakfast person?
No, not at all.
If you help a friend move house, do they often ask if you can bring your car?
Oh, it's a bit cheeky.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit cheeky. That sort of gives it away.
I'm a cheeky boy.
yes.
Ooh, all okay. Right, stay there.
Look, sit tight, Lockie. It's just, that was so cheeky.
Just, that was so cheeky.
I like it.
I think Lockie's got like a Ford Transit, like a van.
Proper, like a ute.
No, like a van, a Ford Transit.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking more like a Raptor.
A Raptor Ranger?
He's got like a Raptor energy.
I'm happy to go for a Raptor Ranger.
Okay, yep.
Lockie, Jess thinks you've got a Raptor /Ranger.
Yeah, well, that brings down your 100% strike rate.
Oh, no. What do you got, Locke?
I've got a 100 series Land Cruiser.
Oh,
damn.
Damn, that's a great car. That's a great you, Lockie. Sorry, clearly we don't know you. I think it's because I couldn't say a word before,
you know,
and we're a bit distracted.
Now we know you a little bit better,
yeah.
Lockie.
Thanks,
so.
Locke.
good luck for the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
Trying to be a cheeky boy over here, just asking questions, trying to get it done. Carol from Mount Duneed, we have three questions to figure out your car, starting with Jess.
Yes, Carol.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Carol, do you have a big family?
I do.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's genuinely nice. Carol, do you prefer breakfast food or dinner food?
Breakfast.
Oh. I mean, sure, whatever. Each to their own.
Carol.
Here we go.
When you get hot chips, do you like to have sauce on the side, or do you put it straight on top of a chip?
Straight on top.
Straight on top.
Oh, I feel like we've wasted our questions. Nice. Carol.
No, I know a little bit more about Carol now.
All right. Carol's. We've just made Carol quiet for
a
moment.
What are you vibing?
I've got no idea.
What are you?
I'm thinking maybe like a Toyota Kluger.
Yeah,
big enough,
was vibing a Toyota.
Big enough for the family, small enough to park at the shops.
Great.
Carol,
have
you got
a Camry.
Oh! You don't. A Camry? How do you get that big family around?
No, I have a RAV4 on order, but it's a 20-month wait.
I've heard that. Do you know what? I'd give that to us.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, we'll take it. Carol, thank you very much. Yeah, 100% strike rate intact.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, this weekend was yet another weekend where I thought my partner might be proposing to me. Turns out he didn't. So sorry to disappoint everyone. That was uncomfortable.
Abruptly stop the music.
But someone else made a proposal to me, and it's made my partner Akshay shake in his boots a little, because they did it really excitingly, right? So I went to have breakfast with one of my best mates on Saturday morning, and Kate is getting married next April. And so as we're sitting down to breakfast, we were at the pancake parlor in the city, and we love going to the pancake parlor. We've been going there for years, me and her. And so we decided we'd go and catch up for the pancake parlor and have some breakfast. And all of a sudden, midway through our breakfast, a pancake arrives at the table that we hadn't ordered. And in whipped cream on top of the pancake, Kate had the staff write "Maid of Honor" and a question mark.
I was going to say, will you be my maid of honor? It's a lot of whipped cream. It's a big pancake.
Technically, it was an MOH, and it was on a hot pancake, so the cream was melting a little bit.
Will you mo?
And so she put it down in front of me, and I went, mov? What's mov? And she went, well, it's supposed to say MOH. And I was like, what's MOH? And she was like, I'd like you to be my maid of honor.
Oh, my God, this poor girl. No, that's it. Okay, I'll play you some. What music matches that?
Very cute idea. And obviously, I burst into tears and we had a moment.
You have the emotional strength of a stick insect. Yeah.
I'm just very excited. Yeah, it's nice to be a part of your friend's days. Yeah. And
have you been a maid of honor before?
Like no.
Like the top dog.
I have been a bridesmaid many times. I'm going to be maid of honor for my sister's wedding.
Always
a few
bridesmaid,
months.
Never a bride. Okay.
But I'm actually going to be maid of honor for two different weddings within 3 months of one another. So that's going to be fun and not at all stressful. Yeah. But
I honestly live in fear of being a best man again.
Really? Was it stressful?
I'm not a good planner for parties, in particular, Bucks parties, because I'm not a big party boy. Sure. I don't know if you can tell.
Oh,
I know I probably
put
off,
one of the lads.
I probably put off vibes where it's like, sheesh, this guy, he can go hard.
So, you know, I got home to my partner, Akshay, and I was like, wow. Have you got big shoes to fill? I just got proposed to on a pancake.
Yeah.
And he was
I've been asked to be a meh. When will I be your what? Of course it has to be done on a pancake.
He pulled out an imaginary piece of paper and scribbled out pancake on it.
Oh, that's nice.
So I still don't know what he's got planned, but I'm very excited to be a part of it. I've got 5 weddings coming up in the next 12 months.
Honestly, that probably you're going to spend as much money as if you're having a wedding anyway. So technically,
I've done
financially, you are married, which
I
is the
financially
saddest thing
ruined.
Of all.
I will never financially recover from this.
Now, stoked from you. Will you be my moor? I need a moor.
You give me a pancake, mate. Yes, I will.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
It is 5:44. Mm-hmm. Tim and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Yes, indeed.
I need more from you.
I am so mature. Look at me. So mature.
Just before we played Jess Mowboy, I might even have an example of you. I said I just need a bit of maturity. There has been a bit of a silly bugger attitude for the entire show.
Okay, you can speak.
Yeah, I know. I started it because I couldn't say a word. And since about 3:45, it's been a very challenge. And as radio broadcasters, are we not meant to get the giggles for more than 2 seconds?
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm with you. Tell me about Uranus.
I have a story about the planet Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stay with me.
I'm with you.
I'm going to read a headline.
Okay.
Because what do we love, Jess?
Space.
We love space.
Yep.
Aliens could be hiding on the moons of Uranus.
Yes.
Is a real story that's happening right
sure.
now.
Sure, yes. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about these moons of Uranus.
Right. So data suggests that there are... Well, everyone knows. Not everyone. there's 27 moons.
Oh,
yeah. Uranus.
Common knowledge.
Yeah, sorry. That's why I started. That's why I was like, no one knows that.
Good trivia fact, though. Yeah. How many moons are there on Uranus?
Yep, 27. So scientists know that. Astrologers know that. And there are four in particular moons that have vast and deep oceans beneath their icy crusts. Their names are Ariel, Umbriel, Oberon, and Titania. It is, and when we say aliens, just any form of life.
Sure,
Could be hidden in the moons of Uranus.
Yep, the crust.
4 moons in particular.
Yep. Ideal life-forming planets.
How old are you?
31.
All right. About to turn 30. I had a feeling that this could have been a struggle to get through, Jess, and you haven't got through it.
I have. Look at me being so mature. I've barely said anything. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Uranus's moons appear to contain salts and ammonia, which would affect the antifreeze and stop the water from freezing. So underneath it, that's why they're saying, well, under the deep crust of Uranus's moons, there could be life.
Yeah.
Something living could be
near Uranus.
Yeah. near Uranus.
Deep.
All right. You're a child.
Don't do this to me today.
Today?
Today of all days.
What's happening today?
I don't know. Something's in the air. Must be the moons of Uranus.
Yeah. So, thought I would share what I believe to be quite a significant
discovery. Are they investigating? Are they sending people to Uranus?
I think you need a special kind of camera.
Of course you do.
Yep.
Yep.
Mate, you're not better than a lot, but you're better than this.
Touché.
What needs to happen now is the show needs to start to finish.
Okay.
Because you've gone from silly buggers to absolutely off the rails.
You did this to me. It's your fault.
I thought.
Oh, great song.
All right. Well, professionalism's out the window too. Strong finish. Strong finish.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.